Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
In the last few days, emotions have been flying up and down. People have been happy, sad, angry, you name it. Tonight on The Sex Show, we are going to be talking about emotions and sex. What has our emotions got to do with sex? How do we deal with it when you have a spouse who says, you know what, I'm done having sex with you? What should a woman do when a husband, or what should a man do when his wife starts to sleep around? And by doing that, she's not really, or he's not really interested in sex at home anymore. What do you do when you're emotionally drained by the other spouse? What has culture, tradition, religion got to do with all we feel in marriage? Tonight, I say welcome to your one and only Sex Show. I remember the host, Soul Spice, the sex coder, the only hottest, sweetest. The one and only sex addict you'll ever find, that's me. Welcome to my show once again. And tonight we're going to be drilling, fingering, penetrating. You know how I do it. We're going to be talking about emotions and sex. Before I go on a break, please do follow me at Sex Talk with Soul Spice. And don't forget to follow at This Is Pop Central, the only TV station that pops sex to your TV screen. Remember, on The Sex Show, we bring your fantasy to reality. And hey, if you're not careful, we'll make you get down before you go to bed. So on this one, I'm going to be taking a break. And when I come back, I'm going to start with one of the messages I got within the week from one of our last shows. You might want to stay back to read this. Call your friends, your sister, your brother, your pastor, your side chick. Don't let them catch you. Just let everyone know that Soul Spice Sex Goddess is here. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
And I say welcome back to your one and only Sex Show. Tonight, I've got with me in the house two emotionally intelligent people. These people are deeper than life. Trust me. When I say deeper, I'm still tapping. From where and how deep they can be. I won't introduce them. I'll let them introduce themselves because I'm just trying to get to that level. Anyway, tonight's Sex Show is going to be a different one from what you're used to. It's not the ooh and the ah and the Tonight, we are talking real business. And we are going deep into every home that is watching. Welcome to The Sex Show.
Thanks.
Can you please introduce yourself?
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Izo Ogutukwemeka. I'm a life coach and a therapist and a psychologist.
You see, there's nothing sex in it, so I can't introduce her. Okay, she's pretty, she's hot. She's a mother, too. I don't know how a man will put just one kind of babe in the house. Like, she's supposed to be married to many men. Anyway. Welcome to The Sex Show, pretty one.
Thank you.
She's calm, though, unlike some people. Can you please introduce yourself?
Good evening, Spicy Nation. My name is Chika Amaka Okoli. I'm a life coach, and I specialize and focus on painful emotions. I'm a mind coach. I'm an emotions coach. Thank you.
Okay. You got all that? She's not sex-related. So, before I come to both of you, I would like to read out a message sent by one of our viewers, yeah? Before I do that, I want to say thank you to everyone. Yeah, I get your messages, I see your messages, the calls, the text messages. You guys are wonderful, trust me. Now, it makes me feel so good knowing that everyone put a huge trust, yeah? You trust this show so much to put your life story, the truth behind what the world can see. You send it to us, yeah? And that I'm very grateful for. So I'm going to be reading this. It's kind of long, but I want to see how much I can reduce it, yeah? So it says, hello, anonymous me. I have zero tolerance for infidelity. I can support a woman killing her husband because of infidelity. I don't understand the act called cheating. I never understood it. This is from a man. I am 9 years in marriage, but now I have a side babe. Would you ever believe that? Not that I ever wanted to, but now me use my hand, see and say, man supposed get another woman. I kept facing accusations from my wife. I kept getting angry that I am accused for something I have no reputation on, that I have no time for. She kept behaving anyhow, like I am not a real man. She kept saying that some men cheat at old age. I didn't understand why she kept talking, taking me through that lane. Her crazy, disrespectful behaviors towards me continued. We got to where we couldn't take it again. It got so low that I went for a divorce. She was shocked when she saw the divorce papers. After we finally wriggled out of that, while we were battling with it, I had to finally speak to a girl. Surprisingly, she was gay. I see a lot of difference between then and now. She has reduced the way she unnecessarily provokes me. There are so many unnecessary questions I had to deal with then, trying to catch me on something she knows there is nothing. Her provoking behaviors do not provoke me that much again. One time, I just called my girl to talk to her and I'm better. Life of marriage. Now, I come to understand why married men still have babes by the side. These babes are always there trying to make you happier than the wife would. Maybe it's the way the world is set up to be. Now, she knows that there is a babe beside me. The signs are there. I don't drop my phone anyhow like before. She would always go through my phone, searching for what I don't know. Now there is something to see, so I won't drop it again. She was seeing things when there was nothing, talkless of now that there is something. I have heard other people say similar things I experienced with her. She wouldn't even touch my dick, talkless of giving me a blowjob, but I give her head. She wouldn't even allow me to kiss her, and I like to kiss her, like seriously, so much. She will always lie there enjoying what I'm doing to her, and she won't do anything to me. To touch her body, no problem. Now, see a young girl giving me an explosive, passionate kiss. See her stroking my dick when I'm driving. See her enjoying fuck very well and with me expressing herself. Take up that dick like it's her best beloved and cherished toy. Make me enjoy its sweetness with her tongue. But why, I ask, that my wife, who is the owner of everything, should act? How come it's the outside babe that care for my sexuality more? No wonder many guys would give anything to the side sweetheart. I am understanding now. Could it be how the world was structured? Mom must have a second girl to really be up there. Now I come home to try some of those stuffs with my wife. Maybe I'm in a hold up. I try to kiss her and the reaction is like, what's that? Then a reluctant kiss. I understand more today. All those holy boy, good boy didn't pay me. It wanted to frustrate my life. So my question, which way is the best way? Stick to my wife or add up my side chick as a sweetheart? That's a deep story. For someone who didn't one time believe in extramarital affairs and now feels comfortable in it. What do you have to say about that?
It's a lot of things. And I hear a lot of things in that story. But what I first hear is that there was a breakdown in his relationship with the wife.
Yeah.
And maybe he thinks he's fixed it. Maybe he thinks he's fixed it to have a side chick. If there's anything I know about women, is they don't forget. If he doesn't deal with it, he still has a problem. I mean, he's always going to have a problem. And then, I don't know how long he's been with the side chick. What happens when the novelty wears out? Right. So there are a lot of things in play here, right? But what I think is really happening is, when a woman is dissatisfied, she has a way of letting you know.
Sure.
How she would tell you is a direct function of how she's been telling you stuff before and how you've been responding. So she's going to actually tell you. But the language she will use, and it might not even be words, the language she will use is a direct function of how you've been responding to what she's been saying before. And if she comes, maybe she comes gently, maybe she comes with words and you don't respond like she should, she will turn it around. So sometimes even the fight is communication. Yes. She's trying to say something, but you're not hearing. I don't know if my job is to counsel right about now, but the cheat is, he's not fixed his problem. He just got a side chick. Mm.
So I asked him and I said, do you think if probably tomorrow the side chick becomes a wife, do you think she would do better? And then he said, you know what, Sosa, I don't even go there. She'll be worse than my wife. So Chika, you're a woman, you're married. What do you have to say about that?
I think, first of all, what I'll address is how he closed, which is better. He already knows his answer. And for him to have reached out to ask, it means he knows he's not in the right place. Mm. So, first of all, when things like this happen, you didn't get into marriage with this situation. It cropped up. It means there is a disconnect somewhere. Something happened. And that thing must be fixed. So what he just did is looking for the easy way out.
Exactly.
By looking for a side chick. Mm. And an affair will always feel more exciting than a committed relationship. It's always going to feel that way. So whatever he's having, I mean, you're with a side chick, you're having an affair, you don't talk about school fees. You don't talk about the heavy things. You don't talk about in-laws. So why won't you have fun? So that's it. So it's never, the problem is not solved at all. Because he's always going to continue if he doesn't fix what he has at home. Mm. Yeah, they have to sit down. They have to find out why, the root cause of the problem. Else he will move from one side chick to another, and then the next.
I think the real question will be, what does he want?
Yeah.
I think his issue is, he wants his wife to be her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he knows that her isn't the right thing. But he feels, okay, now that I have her, probably I have peace of mind. And that takes me to the talk of infidelity. Because for most homes, infidelity is the number one problem we have. So we have one partner. Gone are those days where we would say it used to be guys, oh, the husband is cheating. Nowadays, I think the table is turning around, turning on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So infidelity has become, you know, there's this thing that infidelity came the moment marriage was established.
Hmm.
So the moment there was marriage, there was infidelity. And there was, in those days, we used to marry to fall in love. Now we fall in love and marry, but we fall out of love the moment we get married. So infidelity is the major problem. You have someone who has cheated and they come home, they want to have sex with you, and then they get angry, they're not giving them sex because you turn them down. And sometimes I hear, oh, you know what, we've talked about it, I'm sorry. And they want it to die there, forgetting that you have feelings. So this is majorly to those people whose spouse has cheated. I won't say man or woman. Okay. Yeah. So how do we deal with this? Because a lot of people are in pain. Sometimes you just have sex because, okay, let me just do it. Sometimes you don't even want to have sex, you know, especially when you have a spouse who goes out having sex without condom.
Okay. Infidelity is the highest form of betrayal. And that's on both sides.
Mm.
On both sides. Right, but this is how I look at it. People will say it's harder for the man to forget. It's harder for the man to deal with. I mean, I think that's old deal. Two people agreed to take a forever journey together.
Yeah.
And one person went outside the agreement and did something he or she shouldn't have done. What the person had done is betray the trust. The trust that bond them together. Based on who the other person is, how the other person deals with issues. Because for some folks, we'll say it's simple, just talk things over. Mm. For some others, it's not talk things over. For some others, it's get out of my space for a while. Just get off. Let me think. let me cool. Let me find some way to talk to somebody, not you. I see you, I just want to kill you. I mean,
yeah.
All right. It depends on how that person copes with stuff like that. And you would know. I mean, very recently I was working with a friend. Well, it wasn't supposed to be a job, really, but something that filtered into my ears and like, we should go deal with this. So by the time I got there, he had an issue with the wife. And the wife just loud-mouthed about certain things. Mm. You know, when they talk, like, so you go see other men, and like, yeah, other men, they're the past your own and all that. And she just said it casually, but she didn't know what she had said. She didn't, the guy could told me, said, look, I can vouch for her that she's kept this bed. I can vouch for her, even while she's saying that nonsense. Mm. That she's, but she doesn't even understand how I hear it.
Mm.
So it's a quarrel, it's a fight. But what she's telling me is a lot more than that.
Mm.
She might need to get out of this place so I can process this. I know she didn't do it. I know she's not slept with anybody yet, but the way she said it, the way I heard it, I need to process it. So for some people, we can't talk about it. Really, can we? Because every time I see you, I remember.
Mm.
So how do we go past it? Forgiveness is something that is easy to say. I mean, yeah, you steal my rice, I can forgive you. Steal my chicken, I can forgive you. But when you take something that I'm supposed to pride myself with, and you just give it to some random person, and you come back and you ask me to forgive you, wow. I'm supposed to really, but I have to go through a forgiveness journey. And the cheat is, you'll have to be the one to walk me through that journey.
Okay, I would like to hold you there, yeah? You talked about walking me through that journey. What does it mean for one spouse to walk you through the journey of forgiveness? That I know a lot of you really want to know. But hey, I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, I will take you through that journey by myself. Stay tuned.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
And so welcome back to your one and only sex show. Tonight we're talking about emotions and sex. You know, without emotions, you can't get that. You need to. Anyway, let's not go that way so that some people don't get wet. If you like, get wet on your own. Tonight, it's all about orgasm. It's about how to get to the level of orgasm. So before we end the break, we're talking about walking us through a path of forgiveness.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll use a story to drive this because it makes more sense when you try to call from another angle.
Okay.
All right, so why do people get married, really? Why do people get married? Why do you have to spend the rest of your life with somebody? Or why do you want to try to spend the rest of your life
with somebody? I love him.
And most times the answer to that question, the real individual answer to that question is really what's going to determine how they take the journey.
Mm.
So if I got married because I wanted to have sex in a safe place and have children, it's going to be difficult.
Mm.
All right, because it's really not very dependent on how I stay with this person for the rest of my life. I just want to have sex and I want to have children. I want to have a future, my progeny, all right? Mm. It would be difficult. If I got married because I wanted to spend the rest of my life with somebody and I found that person, yeah, the betrayal would be there. But the cheat is, do I still want to spend the rest of my life with this person, knowing that this person had betrayed me? If you answer that question, then the journey can start. For both parties, they think the other person will get over it. We don't really get over stuff like that. We don't get over it.
Sure.
We might forgive, right, and continue, but it's a nagging thing. It takes a lot of discipline on the person, the part of the person who's been hurt, to see this other person in a different light, the partner in a different light. And all the proof of change, of transformation, of repentance, if I could use that word, would come from the other person. So even while I'm going through the dark moments, the angry moments, the face of betrayal, and you're still there, you're still a rock solid person, still, well, contrite, still, yeah, I did stuff I shouldn't do. But still there, understanding that this pain is valid.
Mm.
I think on both parts, that's when we try to invalidate people's pain, invalidate the betrayal, the sense of betrayal they feel, it messes things up, it gets them a lot more angry, even if it's a woman. I mean, some men will come in and say, what?
Well, let me be the first person.
Right, so you're saying she has no right. You're saying she has no rights to feel betrayed. And when you do that, you're aggravating things.
And that's a really deep one. Chika, let me ask you, how do you deal with a spouse who isn't interested in sex? I've heard a lot of people say, I don't like sex. And then you see people have sex probably once or twice a year. And I'm wondering, how? If I don't have sex in a month, kill me. In 2 weeks, I've been married 8 years. I don't think we've ever done 2 weeks without sex. Aside when he's out of town or when we are not together. But in the same house for 14 days and no sex. Something is wrong. And then I hear people tell me, max I get from her is twice a year, three times a year, or once in 3 months. And I'm like, how do you deal with that?
Okay, first of all, I say something that is very unpopular and people attack me. But the truth is that we are all made different. And there are people who ordinarily are not cut out for marriage. And sex, even as beautiful as it is. But because society has no place for them, society, culture, religion has no place for them, they blend. So that's one thing. So some people are not cut out for these things. They just do get into marriage because it's expected of them. That's one. And then we have memes on one end, and then we have people who are not really interested in sex without any problem. That's the way they are. But unfortunately, you got into a relationship with them. And then there are also people, especially when something happens in between your marriage, in the course of your marriage, it's a sign that something is wrong somewhere. And it could be a number of things. It could be something you did, the spouse, that's making the other person coil in, whether it's a man or the woman. It could be something she did or he did that's making him or her feel guilty and no longer free. It could be something they're suffering from. It could be something they're suffering from that they are not sure they can share. They feel safe they can share with you. So that's it. I know of somebody who has been raped whose husband doesn't know. You can imagine.
Her husband doesn't know
that she was raped.
So if he doesn't know, who is supposed to know?
That's it. She probably doesn't feel safe enough to tell him. Because she's not sure of what he will do. She was raped not before the marriage, in the course of their marriage. Ooh. And he doesn't know. She'll still be going through the trauma and everything that comes with a rape victim.
And somebody, of course, he would expect to have sex the way he wants it and it can't be the same.
So that's it. So there are a lot of reasons, a lot of things. But if it's just, I'm bored because I'm seeing someone else, or, you know, there could be a lot of reasons. One approach is always to talk these things through. Find out why. People always go after the symptoms without finding the root cause, the disease, the sickness itself. So find out why this person is not having sex. And if it's a problem that you can solve, why not? You go ahead and solve the problem. And if it's something that you cannot deal with, there's something very interesting he said about, you know, infidelity and moving past then. If the first point before you begin to talk about anything is for you to decide, after this has happened, am I willing to move, ahead with this person? You must come to that decision yourself. Because if you're not sure, then everything you're doing is a waste of time.
Going back to the case of a person who doesn't want to have sex, who doesn't like to have sex, the way we are wired biologically, I won't even talk about the man, it's a basic need.
It's what a life we... force.
It's a biological need. It's like eating or drinking. It's basic.
Yeah. Breathing. Right?
But for the woman, I mean, we know now that even if you don't want to, you don't like to, your body prepares you for
it. You can still...
At least once every 28 days. Your body would prepare you for it. So if somebody, I mean, is not wanting that once, even once a month, it's okay. Now it's an abnormal thing.
Yeah.
It's not normal. Of when we look at the norm, when it comes to sexual behavior, sexual arousal, sexual taste, and all that, this is a deviation from that. It's a sign that something is wrong, and I can hazard a guess that it's in the person's mind. Everything we know about sex, everything we know about sex was pre-informed. We learned it from somewhere. We learned it from some source, all right? It is very possible that her own source, the source that taught her sex, the thoughts that showed her sex, scarred it for her.
Yeah.
The source is said to be the major problem. Most times. And this is going to be taking me to talking more about the religious aspect, the way we were trained and what we're told or made to know about sex. On this one, we'll be taking a break. And when we come back, we're going to be diving deeper into this topic of sex and emotions. Please just stay tuned.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to your only, the one, only section you'll ever find in Nigeria. You know how we do it, yeah? Tonight we're still talking about emotions and sex. It's been a whole lot. And hey, let's get it freaked. You know, we get it freaky down, we go it in and out, whichever way you want to do it. So, Chika, if you had reached out to me and said, Soul Spice, I love sex. I try to touch my wife. And it's so bad that even when I'm fingering her, she's asking me, do you want to have sex? I'm squeezing her boobs, she's asking me, what do you want to do? And so for him, all those words just makes him go down.
Distraction.
You know, he said it's so bad that even whilst he's on her, her phone rings, she picks it to answer. And then his penis just goes down. She's like, what's wrong with you? Better go and see a doctor. You're eating too much sugar. She's just not getting it that it's not the fact that he's not good enough, but the fact that she's not even into what he's doing. Yeah. He can't squeeze her boobs. He can't kiss. So her own is, you want to do, just do. Don't disturb me. And the moment you do today, don't come to another 2 months. What will a man do in that state? Because this is a man that goes out and he's on the side chick for 1 hour. She's mourning and speaking in tongues and flying as you call her, I missed you, you did well. And then the wife is just like a log of wood in bed. What should he do?
The answer is not in what he's doing right now, in solving it. You see, one mistake people make is that they focus on what they want and just want to get what they want from what they want. Unfortunately or fortunately, committed relationships, marriage for instance, you know, in this case, is a whole lot of, you know, other parts, has a whole lot of other parts. How is your life? How is your friendship? How do you relate with this woman? How do you relate with your children? What are other areas of your life like, your marriage like? You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, you cannot be a tyrant or, you know, a Hitler somewhere and come into the bedroom and want to be a puppy, you know? So there has to be harmony, you understand? So if this part is having issues, there's most likely going to be issues in other areas of your life. That means your problem is not necessarily sex. There is a problem in your marriage, in your relationship. So you have to fix that. When you fix that underlying problem, you would have fixed the sex problem. And assuming it was a core sex problem, you can find out, he should find out what she wants. I always ask a question, when did this start? Was it always like this? I know some people had sex prior to marriage, some people didn't have sex until marriage. So when did this begin? Was it always this way? If it wasn't, once it was not always this way, then something happened. So you find out, let him find out why she is that way. Is it that she doesn't feel pleasure from sex at all? Could it be that she doesn't feel pleasure from his kind of sex? Because her body is different from the side chick's body.
Thank you. Say it again, please.
Yes, it's different. So what she wants may not be what the side chick wants. What turns your side chick on is not necessarily what turns her on.
Do they even really get turned on? It just make you feel good because you're paying them.
But really, when it really comes to sex, it's a mind thing. Whether there's no way to put it. If you offer your mind, it doesn't matter what the person wants to do. It's not going to work.
Yeah, because
it's a mind thing for both parties.
Okay, so when we take it outside marriage, yeah, it's a mind thing because most times in marriage we put too much emotions. Yeah, we women feel, oh, you have to make me feel good for me to want to get wet, for me to want to have sex with you. So let's take it outside marriage. We have the side chick who don't even need you to make them feel good. Probably they know that, oh, something will drop.
They're playing
and
your
they're
role.
Good. Now we have the prostitutes who don't even need your words. They don't even care about what you look
for
like.
It's business.
Just do and go. And so they still get into the mood. So what do they do differently that we, the housewives, can't do? Because for us, it's like, not most men, yeah? So it's like men feel, you know, at home it's a lot of work. But outside it's like,
very simple.
I'm doing 1 hour outside, so spice. At home, 5 minutes, I just...
The scenarios are different.
It's not even just the scenarios, you know? This reminds me of something that happened very early in a coaching job. I was with, listen, there was somebody else, one of our most senior coaches who had a case at that moment. The husband was saying the wife don't do the thing like
he would want.
He really wants her to do it. And I happened to be by them, but what I heard was different. I heard, I want her to do certain things she doesn't even know how
no,
to do.
Thank no. you.
She's wondering where I learned them.
Mm.
Because we've not been doing it together. And it's been
so
two of us.
So where did you get it from?
So she's not fighting the game. She's fighting the player. She's not saying, I don't want to do. She's saying, bros,
how come about?
So what's the team? Where is it
coming? So I now asked, the other coach was like, how do we deal with this? And I said, but this is what I hear. So how do we differentiate between a pathological case and a genuine case of need? Because what the wife is thinking is, it's either of two things, bros. It's either you are seeing somebody else.
Who is teaching you.
Or you are doing porn, and we don't do porn. I mean, we can't talk about sex without bringing in our personal, ethical, and moral values.
Mm.
I had another gist, the second one. This one was even another coach entirely. She had already taken side because she was working with a lady. And the lady's husband would sleep with her every day without stop. They'd be married for 1 year. She had a child. She has a child that is about 6 months. She's pregnant again.
Yeah, that's another problem.
The guy will come every day and sleep with her. In fact, sometimes he comes, they do porn together, they watch porn together, and they role play.
Yeah.
And she's saying, I'm oversexed. I'm dying. But I can't. So when she went to this particular therapist, because we're friends, that one took sides. So because she had taken sides, she couldn't deal with the issue. So she was trying to get my input. And I said, God, you're not listening. You're already angry. Why is the lady not resisting the husband? Why is she not saying, no, I can't keep
and
doing
she agrees
this.
To it every
Why
day.
Does she agree to it every day? Mm. Yeah, you don't. Say because it didn't start in the marriage. Because while they were dating or cutting, whatever it was they did before they got married. I mean, maybe she comes in every weekend. Maybe they're even leaving.
Yeah.
They would do porn and then they would act That's it. Right. They would see porn and then they would act. But it wasn't like she had not moved her world into his world.
So now you're permanently.
She has moved in. And then she's undergone two levels of change. She's gone from being girlfriend
to wife to mother.
To mother. Mm. And the guy is still guy.
Different scenario.
He's not changed. He's not she's transited twice. Mm. He's not made transition once. So she
but he moved from guy to husband.
No, he's still guy.
Nothing physiological.
What's the difference between husband and guy?
Nothing.
Not to be a man, my next word. Seriously.
So he's not transited. He's not made those two-level transition. He still comes with the pawn thinking she's excited. Mm. She can't decide not to be excited because that was what kept the relationship before marriage. Mm. That's why they tell you sometimes what kept the relationship before marriage cannot keep the relationship after marriage. Because now she's over sex, she's tired, she's raising a six-month-old child, and she has to be ready for sex in the night. She will turn off.
And tomorrow she has to clean the house again. God help her, there's no nanny.
That's the kind of person who will stay under you and just say, you need to come outside. So it's not that she's not excited anymore. There's too much happening now and the guy hasn't gotten a cue. The biggest challenge in that fix is that she can't tell him. Because if she tells him, it's almost like she's going to take away from him. Because she knows him a little more better. I don't know if you're upset.
It's a whole lot in marriage, yeah.
It's a whole lot in marriage. So whenever people compare sidekick chicks or, you know, one bloke somewhere you're doing something with, I just laugh. Because an affair will always seem more exciting.
So let's move between affair now. So why do I have to marry? Like, what do you really think? Should we just continue with an affair or we should really get married? Because if an affair is better, I think I ought to stick to affair. Let's have kids. Yes, I get it. I have kids with you, but hey, stay on your lane. I stay on my. You come, we do, we go. You know that kind of thing. Take me out on a date. We screw ourselves on the car at home. Okay, time up. Go home. See you tomorrow. I can't do without you. We'll do phone calls. Anyone, then we'll be taking a break. And when we come back, we'll find out if we should stick to affairs or marriage. If affairs are more, I'll tell my guy. You know now. Stay on your own lane. I'll be right back in short. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Come back to you with another song. No, sexual. Yeah. I still remain the soul spice. You know, the only babe that was born through sex. I was born to have sex. And I'm going to to the very end of time. Doesn't matter. It's not in heaven, so forget. I don't know about you. Me, on earth, I will do and do and do till...
And exhaust your body.
Ah! Even the body will say, man, I ain't coming back to this woman ever again. So before we went on a bit, we were talking about having an affair. No, not having, I've been having sex. Yes, having an affair or marriage. Sex during an affair is better than sex in marriage. I don't want to agree, kind of. You know why? Maybe because I'm one odd crazy person, yeah. I usually tell people that in the morning, I'm a wife. Yeah, so I do the normal things, clean up, take care of the kids, go to school. In the afternoon, I'm a mom. I do the homework. At night, I'm a side chick. So there is no babe alpha and I'm saying no. Even when I'm angry, I will do it first. Because I won't say no. But I don't know when I will die. I can't do it in heaven, so let me do what I will do.
That's you.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. Maybe because I'm the crazy one.
No. The point is, I didn't say sex outside would always be better.
Okay.
I said it will seem better. It's more exciting.
But they enjoy it. They tell me to do 1 hour outside, they do 15 minutes or 10 minutes at home.
Because, like I said before, a marriage is not just sex. But for most affairs,
it's just sex.
For most affairs, many other people go for emotional connection that they don't have at home. But, you know, it's a different ballgame. Marriage, because with this person, you've never had, with your side piece, your third party, you've never had serious stuff, heavy issues. I don't know what's there to
what
argue about.
Planning, future, everything.
You know, planning, projecting. The kids will go to Canada when they finish secondary school. Mm. How do we begin to save? This is going to happen. We need another house. You know, those things are heavy things. Mm. You know, and you won't always agree. So there's friction at home. But what's the friction with your side piece?
It's easy. There is a commitment with marriage. Like the example I was giving you, initially the example of the man who wants a wife to do a lot of other things, she's working.
Yeah.
And the wife is doing the same, but we don't see these things.
So
she You know, it's to be difficult for him to tell her.
True.
But the side chick, no, I'm coming to you because I side chick. We don't have a relationship, so to speak, prior to this. This was a relationship of convenience. This is, I have a need and you can meet that need, then I can help you one way or the other, or I can give you stuff and then you go. You live to please me. When it comes to marriage, it's the other way around. You live to please the wife. And because you're going to ask for something that will demand that she ask you certain
explanation questions.
And you will have to explain.
It's a
harder work for you. So the challenge, the real cheat with marriages is, okay, so if we are going to transit in our sexual relationship, I say we. So it has to be the two of us.
Absolutely.
What transiting? We have needs, okay? I have needs. However I came about that need, she has to know, or he has to know.
That's
the cheat, because if he doesn't know about it, then you're asking him to do something he does not know.
So there's this thing about, I want to know the truth. Yeah, in marriage, we're always about, I want to know the truth.
You can't handle some.
But I'm for the truth. Because when you get to know the truth, it breaks you more. You now wish that, if I had known,
I should have.
And then if he doesn't even now say the truth, it's another problem. So why is like the whole world itself is complicated? Like it's sex life.
It's complicated.
Okay. So when half of the time my knowledge of sex, my progress, sexual progress comes from either some new porn movie I've seen, or something I saw on TV, or something I heard from somewhere. Alright? That's how I progress.
Yeah.
It's not me and my wife saying, how do you want it this night here? So I go learn something somewhere. And I know she's not the person who's open to new stuff, because that's not how we've been growing in our relationship. People are asking for something that they've not built from the ground up.
Yeah.
They're asking for change, overnight change from somebody who might most likely first resist.
And that takes me to the talk of sex toys. Sex toys is one major problem we have in this part of the world. Like, you know, let's assume we got my virgins, you know, good home training, Christian background, or, you know, or the other way around. And then all of a sudden you're saying, let's get handcuffs. I want a vibrator. I want a bullet. And then the man is wondering, are you okay? Are you saying I'm not good enough? Probably she isn't saying you're not good enough. She just feels like, oh, let's add something to spice it up. And then most men feel like, I will never allow my wife to have a vibrator. It means I'm not good. Are you telling me, oh, so that she can fall in love with that one and leave me, and then render me useless? You know, so how do you deal with a spouse who wants to introduce sex toys to another spouse who will most times or will resist?
The first thing, right, is your presentation. Your presentation. So, for instance, let's say I want to introduce sex toys. Relationship, and we've never had sex toys and all of that. First of all, I would say, you know, most of these things we do, or limitations and restrictions we put in around sex, are just about the things we learned.
Yeah.
Not really because we believe that those things should be there. Because I believe, first of all, come on, the world is very difficult and hard enough. And then sex is one thing that was divinely put here on earth to ease tension and
that
suffering.
That tension is in
there. Yeah, so for me, the only restriction and limitation that I see with sex, I see people who put all kinds of limitation and I feel sorry for them. The only limitation, once you cross that bridge of who you are with, you get that right. You're not with the wrong person. You're not stealing anything. You're doing it legally. Then why are we building up walls? So if I want to introduce sex toys, for instance, I would say I will sell it to my spouse. I would, when I say sell, I will, like I was a salesperson. I would woo you into it. I would never come from a place of my satisfaction. I will present it to you us that will benefit, or something that I want to try, we want to try for heightened pleasure, your heightened pleasure, and be patient about it, right? So somebody just, you want to introduce sex toys. Imagine you in the middle of, you know, you're about to get down with your husband, and in the middle of, you know, you whip out a flesh-looking 12-inch dildo in front of
him. Holy Spirit!
You've terrified the man.
One thing I'm very sure of, that penis will drop. That man's penis will drop.
Of course.
You've killed him now.
Of course it will. Of course it will. You know, so you don't do that. You don't do that. You sell this idea. You woo him. Sex is fun. So you shouldn't take the fun out of it. You shouldn't take the pleasure out of it. You shouldn't ambush somebody into that. Explain why. Explain what you're trying to do. And it should never be from a point of you wanting more pleasure. If you say it, it means he's not enough.
I think that's the major problem we have. So we always say, like, you know what? Let's try something new. You know, I've never had an orgasm. Can we get a bullet? And so the man feels, oh, I'm not good enough.
That's it.
To give you an orgasm, and then you think the bullet will do my job, and then you make me feel
even if it's coming from the man to the woman, you will feel inadequate.
So you know what we've been saying since? It's just that people don't know how to communicate.
At all.
There's such a thing as it's advanced in a sense, the way people communicate, or couples communicate within the marriage. It's just how the wife will get the man to come and help her in the kitchen.
That thing, some of us know how to rub the thing, you know. What are you rubbing? Are you rubbing his head? Are you smacking his bum? Are you rubbing yourself? Are you just bending for no reason? You know those things, just say pick a peep. When there is no peep, you know there is nothing on that. Whatever works for you, anyway, on this side, we'll be taking the break. And when we come back, we'll know how many pins have you picked in the last 1 week.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. In here has been a hot, and I mean so hot that I feel like, no, I'm not going to be on national TV. When I get home, oh, show up like this. You know, when you got boss, you're going to calm down. I'm calm. Anyway, tonight we're talking about emotions and sex. What has emotions got to do with sex? So, we're talking about sex toys before we went on the break.
Yeah.
I want to move a little. Yeah, because whilst on the break, we're talking about something important. So now we have a lot of people who have fantasy. You know, I always say something about this show, that this show helps bring your fantasy to reality. But the truth about it is, I can tell probably only 2% of people get to bring their fantasy to reality if you look at it. For someone like me, let me give myself as an example. My fantasy about the kind of man I want to marry is, I want the crazy kind of person that we can, you know, on the road, spank his bum, we can do crazy things, we can just walk on and kiss ourselves, have sex anywhere, I don't care, yeah? But I didn't marry my fantasy. I married opposite of my fantasy. But in that opposite is what I want. But people don't get to see. Now, what I'm trying to say is, in so many people, in so many homes, men and women have fantasies of how they want to be fucked, how they want to be pushed, how they want to be touched, how they want to be kissed. And then when they get married, they don't get it exactly how they want. And so many people get frustrated. This also is another reason why some people go out to get it. Now, for those who don't go out, the frustration is crazy. And so there's a fight every time. You're not doing this. You're not doing it. It's like, as if, okay, you complain too much. How do you deal? Because I know a lot of people are going through this. My husband doesn't know how to kiss me, or he's not kissing me right, and I don't like to kiss him. Oh, my wife will not even let me kiss her. Oh, my wife will not let me suck her. Then for those who like to get sucked and don't want to suck, like the man said, the woman wants to be sucked. She allows it, she enjoys it, but she would never go down on him. What do we do?
That's funny. What's funny? I know a case of a lady who would not like the husband to kiss her. So it's not something she does with the husband, all right? But then she was dating someone else outside, and that one would kiss her.
So what's...
You know, you were talking about fantasies in the beginning.
Mm.
She's been married for what, 12? She's been in the other relationship for 10.
Ooh, wow.
So she married the guy for convenience. Not really that she didn't like the guy or love the guy. You know, she was one of those people who her fantasies about love and sex was not met. She grew up a little too early. She had to become a woman when she was still a girl, taking care of younger ones and all that. So a space of life bypassed her. She could only fantasize about certain things since she couldn't get to do them. She was good all the way up until she married. And she married a nice guy, down to earth, good guy. But then 2 years down the line, here comes this randy guy who just knows.
It's crazy.
Now, I asked her, why is it you don't let your husband kiss you? Your husband feel like you don't like to kiss. But with this other guy, you kiss. He said the guy taught me to kiss. You get what I'm saying? This is the person who literally taught me to do this. So with him, I'm a student and I'm good with it. But my husband had known me to be someone who was close up to kissing. She even wants to keep something. I put my face away. What that really means is, well, can the cheats with couples saying I want to do this and my husband cannot do it, or I want to do this and my wife cannot do it. The real challenge there is, if I can't teach this person to do it, if it's not something two of us can learn to do, and I can move the person into doing it, then there's something wrong with how I've communicated my intention with the person. There's something wrong with how we are communicating in sex. Because there is nobody who has been kissed well who will not want to kiss again.
Yeah, true that.
Say it again.
There's nobody who has been kissed well who will not want to kiss again.
I want one JT. Some people were born to kiss. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So on this note, I'm going to say, please do send your WhatsApp messages or text messages. Please, only WhatsApp and text for now. We are going to be replying all your messages. I can see people getting angry here. Please, calm down. We are not fighting anybody. So this says, are you saying that because of the challenges on the home front, sex cannot be enjoyed? Even the side chick, it's also demanding to... Even the side chick is also demanding to, you know, buy me a house, buy me a car. Who's saying you?
No, I mean, the side chick that is demanding for a house, know who is she's demanding it from.
The person
can buy car and buy a house.
Because you can't afford it.
But nobody's saying is that them challenges on the home front make sex unpleasant. There are just a lot of things you have to walk through. Classic case. Myself and my wife gets back from work at the same time. We drive into the house at the same time. Then she goes in the kitchen. Then I sit in the parlor.
Watch
and I'm
TV.
Watching the... Well, it's Champions League now, Premiership. And I'm the guy watching Premiership. That's how I calm down.
Yep.
That's how I get off work and get into a home zone. But she's still in the kitchen. She's been in my world from 9 a.m. till we got into the house. In my man world. Then I put her back in the kitchen. Because, it's manly for me to step down, you know. Then she fix whatever it is two of us will eat. Then she eats. Then she goes to freshen up. Then I just want to have sex.
Like, are you normal?
And then she's like, boss, I tired. You get it?
Yeah.
I am tired. And justifiably, she is tired. She was in the kitchen taking heat. While you were watching TV and taking AC. Can you dig that? So... Better scenario would have been, okay, we both come in and we have to eat shit. We didn't eat out. Then she goes into the kitchen. Then I come into the kitchen. Then I stand inside the kitchen if I don't know how to cook.
Just
talk.
I'm back
the cross. Woman has to, the woman needs to communicate just like the man needs to rest. So we just talk. We just talk, touch, talk. Touch, make contact. Just, I'm trying to prepare you for what I'm going to do in the night.
What we are going to do in the night.
And I'm still in this space with you. I'm taking the heat with you. I'm telling you, you're trying. You tell me to pass the salt, I'll pass the salt. You get what I'm saying? I can do that and go back and peep out the match. I can stand by the door and be watching the TV.
But still feel
in that space. So that when I make a demand on you later in the day or the night, it doesn't feel selfish.
Your check doesn't bounce.
It doesn't feel selfish.
Checks have been bouncing like...
Your check doesn't bounce.
It doesn't feel selfish because I feel like you're being there. You're being like a rock somehow.
Now they here.
I've been there.
Be there.
So, eh? So all the challenge is we want stuff from people who are drained.
Hmm. That's a deep one. Chika, so this is, you have someone that's straightforward person in having sex. That's normal missionary. Mm-hmm. How do you make the person do other styles to spice things up other than the regular? And how do you introduce sex toys to such a person?
Simple. Have you seen how commercial bank marketers, retail bankers, make you open 3 accounts in one bank? Have you seen how salespeople knock on your door and sell you crap that you don't need? That's what you should do. The fact that this person is somebody, you have something you want to sell. And that's fantasy or that your sexuality that the person hasn't grown into.
Yeah.
You sell it to the person. You make it attractive. You talk about it glowingly. You make the person want to have it. That's it. You don't, the fact that the person is your spouse does not mean you have a right over the person's sexual preference. So you sell it to the person. You introduce, and you know, and even when you're gonna, when the person is consenting, you start small. Little toys that are not threatening.
Mm.
You know, little things that are not threatening.
Not some giant,
not some massive. Inch, you know, you call, the person comes into the bedroom and it looks like you're about to film 50 Shades Part 5. You understand? You have that kind of a setup.
You know, the man has just 3 inches on himself.
Oh, and that 3 inch, you know, just like he said, everything about sex is what we've learned.
Mm.
And we can always unlearn things and relearn things and learn new things. That's the truth. It depends on how it was presented.
Mm. So this says, question of life. Men should ask their wife if they want to be sucked. Some women want to experience that sucking, but are shy to ask for it.
Ask. You see, my challenge is if I really marry somebody I'm supposed to marry.
That's the word that I write there.
Afraid to ask you.
Marry the person you're supposed to marry. Marry the person you're supposed to marry.
Why would you be afraid? Because the challenge, what I keep hearing is, it's a breakdown in communication.
These two people
have expectations.
This marriage thing also, you say marry the person you want to marry. For instance, you have all the qualities I want in a man.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe you're okay education-wise, you know, your behavior, your core. Job, you know, a good family, you know, the brain is there. And culturally, you're not supposed to have sex, when you just expect to have sex before marriage, yeah? And then we get into marriage, and then all I see is opposite of what you want in bed.
Yeah, then I have to start teaching you. Jeez, why do we think these things have to happen
automatically?
The fact that you know all the styles before we came in, doesn't mean I've been as adventurous as you've been.
Sure.
Now, but I married you. And if we had been true when we were talking, mm-hmm. when we were courting, you would have told me, I'm
crazy. We don't talk about sex. That's the problem.
That's the because problem. So we don't prepare ourselves for the sexual part of marriage. That's a fact.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to generalize, but that's not supposed to be generalized.
Yeah.
But in some sects, we don't prepare ourselves for it. We don't prepare ourselves for the difficulties that will come with it. We don't prepare ourselves for the fact that, look, we're going to have to... You have the rest of your life to sleep with one person.
Yes, that's... So why wouldn't you even talk about that?
I can't suppose one person.
The rest of your life.
I've already just one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to write just one forever.
It's important that we find a way to make it pleasurable,
but
exciting.
How can we upgrade that one car? Because cars, the battery will go down, flat tires and everything. So what do we do?
You see,
what happens when you get to the age where you cannot have sex anymore?
Mm-hmm.
That age doesn't come.
I've seen an 80 plus woman using our toys available.
Ma'am, can she use toys as much as she's been using when she was 40?
No.
Yeah. See, the drive and this stuff will decline. The most powerful part of our relationship we leave until it becomes obvious that that's the part we need.
Mm.
If we started talking about everything from the beginning, mm-hmm. talking about how the sex should even be. Mm-hmm. Let's try this one this night. I may be clumsy. It's my first time. Would improve. I mean, what stops a woman from rewarding performance?
See, I say that thing and then a lot of times women tell me, why do you have to say thank you? Why do you have to make it? It's our job. Anyway, I'm going to go in on a break and when I come back, we'll find out. Is it really your job to say thank you? Is it really a must for you to reward your spouse for drilling you deep down and making you cry and laugh and feel crazy? Is it really worth it? I don't know. But hey, for me, it is. I'll take a break and when I come back, we'll take more WhatsApp and text messages.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the section. Tonight we're still talking about emotions and sex. It's been getting freaky in the studio. Yeah, I'm still going back to my WhatsApp messages and then we'll try as much as possible to respond very fast so we can take as many messages. So this says, good evening there. Wife is such a person that never grew up with the notion that sex is not good. She only goes for sex when she needs baby and gives it to me out of pity, hey, once in a blue moon. But I never care because I get it from outside. So please, advise us. So are we saying that it's okay because at least there's peace of mind in the house because it's not bothered?
For how long? I mean, we need to get the wives on board now because really, it's a thing. Yeah. They must first understand that the man wants to have sex. Mm. The man has to have sex.
That's the point.
The man needs to have sex. All right? Of course, it's not even like them. You know the funny thing is a woman can orgasm and flip another circle and flip another circle and flip another circle.
Well,
the man needs to have a couple of better seconds or minutes some to recoup. So we don't even have as much energy as they have. But we need to have sex.
Okay. Mm. Wife. Mm. You know yourself. Okay, this says, you have a partner that don't believe in developing or processing in your sexual life and you want more from it, but talking to him doesn't seem good enough. What do you do?
That's it. If talking is not working, what else is working? When you want that designer bag, what do you do to get it? When you want, you know, to upgrade the school for the children, you kind of tune him until he does it.
Then how do you even talk about it? Because so, talking has level.
So yeah, so if talking or nagging or asking or demanding is not working, you find what works. Like I said, you get creative. It's when we come in as it's our right.
Okay, hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Okay, welcome. Do you have a question for us?
Hello.
I can hear you.
Good
evening, Abdul. We can hear you.
Okay, do you have a question for us?
I have to ask a question about some people that they talk about the bathroom.
Okay, we can't hear you. The line is breaking, so I can barely hear you. Okay, so we lost that call, yeah? So I would like to read another bit. This says, okay. Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? You know I don't like noise during sex. Okay, so let me quickly read this one. Auntie Kunle, please, how should I be sucked so that I can enjoy the sucking?
You tell.
Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show.
It's your sock now.
It's your sock, you tell.
Tell me now.
Hello? Okay, it's your sock, as in, how do we know how you want to be sucked?
Everything about your pleasure,
it's
about you communicate to your partner.
Exactly.
It's your song.
Me, like, you know anything about what?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Okay, I think the lines are acting up this time. Yeah, so this says, they are shy to ask for fear of being viewed as a wild person. some men at that point will start being suspicious of their wives.
Goes to the point, if you marry who you're supposed to marry.
So let's even assume that that's yeah, that's a reason.
Okay, good evening, welcome to the sex show.
My name is Abdul.
Okay, so do you have a question for us? Okay, thank you for calling. So, what happens?
I think we've been talking about this all evening.
See, people have issues. That's his own.
I think he cannot tell the wife. I think he cannot tell the wife. And he can't force the wife to do anything else than... Because once sex is not about pleasure, it becomes harmful, either psychologically or physically to your partner. It's no more sex.
It's
an asexual behavior. It's an abnormal sexual behavior. Mm. So, the recurrent theme of couples don't communicate well.
Yeah. And they leave sex as a taboo topic. You know, it's something...
Is that not what culture and religion has given to us?
Well, we're paying for it now.
It's what they've given to us. So they see someone like Soul Spice as, this one, hellfire is sure for you. And I've told
you. We have to begin to remove those layers.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Good evening. Hello. Okay, so we lost that call, yeah? So I would like to read this one. It says, hello, my sister. Please, I need your advice. I have a female friend who's staying in the same flat, but she has a guy. Hello, good evening.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. May I know your name or where you're calling from?
Very happy for the program. I'm happy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy for the program. God bless you.
You too.
What did you have in mind of meeting your man and being not willing to what you do?
I didn't get your question.
I didn't get that. Can you ask your question again, sir?
Are you hearing me, sir?
Yes, we can hear you now. So can you ask your question again?
Okay. I said, when you have the opinion of the woman, and the woman is willing to accept
it. She's willing to do what?
Unwilling.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling. So I'll have them answer your question now.
Yeah, I think we've answered that question. So, I mean, communicate with this woman, woo her the way you toasted her before, and go ahead. The toasting doesn't end because, you know, bride price has been paid. Continue the toasting, woo her, and, you know, Don't, I don't wonder. Men shouldn't let their checks bounce.
No, I think men just believe that it has to do with bed. Yeah. But the problem is outside the bedroom, not even in bedroom.
Sex. If you're going to sleep with a woman in the night, prepare her for the morning. You know in your head that this night going before.
Get an umbrella.
Prepare her from...
Get an umbrella!
Prepare.
Don't get wet.
So that you don't come in the night and the check bounce. Prepare from... Keep priming her.
Hello,
up.
Good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello.
Hello. Could you please turn on the volume of your TV set?
We can hear you.
I can hear you.
I let
turn down the volume of your TV set.
I can turn down.
Okay, I can hear you now. Better.
I get every night.
Okay, so what happened?
Without problem.
Are you married?
I am married.
Okay, so what happens when you get horny every night?
We do it for every night.
I don't get you. Is it that when you get horny, you have sex or you don't get to have sex?
I get every night after night. I get horny.
Okay.
Okay, so when you get honey, what do you do?
I'm happy with that.
Oh, if it's normal.
Oh, if it's normal. Okay. So number one, I don't think there's anything spiritual about it. So don't go there. Yeah. So I think we need to find out what are those images, what are those things you're thinking of that puts you in that space of being honey.
Consistently.
Yeah. Except it's a medical issue. Mm. But please, let's not bring spirituality.
No, he's asking if it's normal. Is it not asking if it's the spiritual?
No, he said.
Is it a normal behavior? Mm. Right. Is it normal for me to get be honey every night?
I want to say it might be normal. I talk about sex every day, every night, and talking about sex puts you in the mood.
In the mood.
So if I can't do without sex 24/7 of my life, I want to say you're normal.
Realistically, is he?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Welcome to the center.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Being honey.
Perfectly well.
I'm not a friend, girlfriend.
Okay.
That just got married. Now she came back to me. She continues to complain. Now, she said before she got married, she masturbated a lot. She used a particular way of enjoying her sexual habits of life.
Okay.
Now she's married. Now she started complaining that she observed that even the guy she got married to also masturbated. Sort of. Now when they come together to have sex, she said she doesn't feel that passion the way she used to before she got married. So in that kind of scenario, what can she do to enjoy our own time whenever we have things together? Thank you.
So can I ask you a question? Does the husband know she masturbates? Does she? Okay, she knows he does. Does he know she masturbates?
That I can't answer.
Because we need to know. So if both of them know they masturbate, they masturbate in front of yourselves and you get turned on. And then probably because their mindset is tuned to their body.
They cheat again, yes. Like, so we cannot discuss sex outside your own moral and ethical values about it. See, if you put... When you program yourself, all right, to masturbate and you hit it, it's something you do in the secret, some butter you steal, all right? You think it as your own secret pleasure, all right? So you can't share it. Chances might even be that if she shares it with the guy, it won't work again. Because there is a secrecy she's built around the pleasure for herself. Mm.
Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. May I know where you're calling from, please? Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? Okay.
The female thoughts of finding their husband. There are husbands who are refused to have sex with their wife. I have that experience. I've not had sex in the last 2.5 years.
Mm.
Wow.
Because my husband has this life crisis and we are refused to get well. I've tried to make all the efforts that I can to help, but we are getting to get help. And for him, sex is no longer relevant in the marriage. So I don't know.
Okay, so.
Okay. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough one. When you have a partner, you have a problem like that, and you have a partner who is not willing to get help. So I feel her, and I must say that a no-sex marriage is almost, I mean, it's as sure as doomed to fail. You know, you can just degenerate to the and manage being flatmates, but the marriage is going to fail, it's going to break down. So I think what she can do is to find ways or, you know, authority figures to get him, since it's linked to a problem. It's not like we're guessing, oh, who knows what's going on, who knows what's going on. So it's a problem. She said midlife crisis, right? So it's to not relent. You can't give up if you really still want to be there. You have to keep finding, going to look for ways. Accountability figures that he respects, you know,
that he listens to.
Yes, and continue to woo this person. Continue to flirt unashamedly. It's your marriage.
That's a deep one. Yeah.
Yeah. Until you get this person to come back to what it used to be. Yeah.
So in other words, just keep trying. Yeah. Keep trying until you have tried it all, which I know you can never try it all. That's for sure. I know you can never try it all.
No. She can try it all.
She can try it all.
You can get to a point where you've tried it all. Yes.
So on this episode, we're taking a break. And when we come back, we'll find out how we can get to try it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I won't try it all to insects before, you know, for the big day. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the Sex Show, and tonight we're still talking about emotions and sex. And before we went on the break, a woman called saying that for the past 2.5 years, no sex. Now, a key word that I got during the break was, if this table was to be turned the other way, yeah, probably was the woman who is not agreeing to sex, the man definitely would have gone out. And then you see how much women stay back, how much we can hold ourselves from sex, you know, hoping that maybe someday. I've heard someone tell me that she has not had sex in 15 years, waiting for a man who left her to marry another woman with kids. She's still waiting and hoping that one day he will come back.
15 years.
And I'm asking her, madam, when will he come back? At 60.
What do you want to?
What else?
What do you want to
what
get?
What is he coming back for?
I think we will speak to the men in this wise. I know society had built a double standard for men for a long time. I mean, we literally get away with a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We expect the women to be virgin.
See, what I want to be a man when I come back. You're not supposed to be virgin. You have gone now.
Yeah. It's okay for the man to have experienced everything. Mm. We expect him to have extramarital affairs, and we still think it's taboo for the woman to have hers. I mean,
even
we expect the man to be demanding sexually, we still think it's wrong for the woman to ask for sex.
Hello?
Okay. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Sex Show. Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
From Port Harcourt. Okay, do you have a question for my guest?
Please, I want to know this question that
went to
your
name.
Okay.
Does satisfying sex stop a man from cheating?
Does what?
Satisfying sex stop a man from cheating?
Satisfying sex by you know your wife and satisfying your husband. Do you think that you're not stopping from cheating?
Cheating is a decision. It's got nothing to do with.
Nothing can stop a man from cheating.
Yeah. Cheating is a decision. It's a choice someone makes.
Yeah.
It's not about whether or not. I mean, some men are very well satisfied by their husband, I mean, by their wives, and they still sleep with the housemate.
Exactly.
So it's a decision. It's a choice somebody makes.
And you sure the wife is clean and the husband
is. The husband is smelling. She's smelling kitchen and all the other places. What is this?
Jehovah. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Sex Show.
Oh, my.
Maybe he loves the scent of the kitchen. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Sex Show. May I know where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, my name is Lokoja.
From Lokoja. Okay, do you have a question for my guest?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we can hear you.
Okay, I've been working for 20 years now. And I can tell you, I live with my friends. So, this 20 years, I've moved more to up to 30 times.
Oh, how many times?
I'm with you. I'm just in front of you here.
Yes. The reason is that I have very large students and have a dinner in very small.
It's painful.
Okay.
Do you have children?
Okay.
So what do you do?
I think with that kind of situation, it's positions.
So women's vagina is not deep. It's not about position anymore. When the pelvic is not even wide enough to take that kind of penis.
Wait, we're talking about... That's why I asked, do you have a child? The vaginal walls are massively elastic. They bring forth a whole human being.
Yeah.
So if a head of a child can come out from there...
So it could be something. I wanted to ask, if they had children, if she's giving birth. You understand? It can expand.
It can expand. But I'm talking about the length. The length. You said it has a...
That's
where the problem is. It doesn't have to go wide. It's in the mood.
It's technique.
Position, technique. All right.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. May I know where you're calling from?
Hello?
Good evening. Anyone is fine. I know how you feel. Welcome to the sex show. May I know where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Southampton.
Okay, do you have a question for us? We can hear you. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been married for 5 years now, so I have a question.
Okay, so what's the reason?
Exactly.
What's the reason for not having sex? So what does she tell you when you go to her? What's always her response? Was she like that from day one? Was there any fidelity issue in the marriage?
Did something happen?
Okay, so this is a deep one, yeah. I don't know, do you have... Because I feel there's more to what we just heard.
He's not said anything about the real issues.
Mm.
If that had not been the norm, yeah. Something went wrong. There's a reason she's withholding sex from him.
And getting angry.
Yeah, it's vengeful for her. So there's something that he's not saying.
Mm.
And until that thing is resolved, you can't even begin to talk about how to get him back with the wife.
Okay, you know, I always say something. A spouse never changes. We only rearrange based on what we get from you. So if I'm in love with you, it's based on how you communicate with me. And so if tomorrow I change or I rearrange myself, it's based on what you have, what you're giving to me. So he said yes. It took him time for he could even answer when I asked, has there been anything? Because I know infidelity is always a major issue.
Something has happened.
Yeah. So for her to say no, so probably she's just thinking
her way off.
So you now want to climb it, or maybe it's a thing of she can't take it off her head of how it's slept with her, or who exactly even slept with, is another issue. Okay. It's a big thing out there. So let's talk about men and women, because most of the time it's about the guys. Women are going through a lot. So many times men have side chicks, they don't even bother. Because they've done one or two rounds outside. You can't come and do it again now. So what should women do at this point in time?
Women are going through, a lot of emotional problems and marriage and deprivation because they cannot easily go outside. I mean,
it's
how society will react in spite of whatever it is they're facing at home, right? So, women need to speak up. Women need not to hide anymore. Women need to talk about their needs. You're human beings. You need to talk about your needs. However, you don't want to talk about it in such a way that you are confrontational and to the detriment of the relationship. Unless, like I said before, you have made up your mind that this is beyond what you can handle. Right? The marriage is not something you're willing to go ahead with. So we keep quiet a lot. We endure a lot. We're told to bear it.
Just endure it.
No, you're burning up with sexual energy.
And I tell you, a woman builds a home.
And you are in a home. You're with a man. So you have to assert your needs. You don't keep quiet. You have to make the man know. You have feelings to be satisfied. So let's stop the silence. Let's stop the shame. How will it sound like? How would it look like? I'm loose. I'm this.
It's okay to be loose. I'm loose.
Said, once it's been within the confines of what is acceptable, that's your relationship with the right person that you're supposed to be with, you can flirt. You can be whatever it is you want to be. It's acceptable.
One of our radio shows, one lady said something that made a lot of sense to me. He said you should marry somebody you can lust after.
Mm-hmm.
That was heavy for me, right? But I will speak to the men because we've been wired to think women should not say certain things. There is a big revolution, an evolution of Eve happening just right in our dispensation. We have a crop of women who are so different from our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our mothers were raised to be mothers and wives.
Mm.
Our wives now are raised to be successful people.
Men.
Successful women.
Successful.
No, not them. Just all individuals.
Yeah, successful. Mm. They're raised to be successful. So whether they become mother and wives, that's not what they were really brushed from.
Yeah.
They were brushed for success. All right, so we need to begin to understand that the woman in our world now is an enlightened woman who wants to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And we should be willing to listen. She's not our mother. She's not our grandmother. Those ones were trained to sit in the house and be mothers and wives. That was their programming.
To be seen, not to
These
be heard.
These ones are programmed to be visible, programmed to be successful. They are going to ask. You know, sometimes why women don't ask is because every time they ask, there is a response they get
that shuts them down.
True.
All right, so we need to be a lot more open to listening to them. When a woman begins to get angry, it's because she said something you didn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
When she begins to want to get your attention with a fight.
Mm.
It's because she has tried to say it in a different way.
But you're not
just yes. Yeah. So, but she must communicate. She must get this information out. So she's trying to get at you. We should, in this dispensation, men, understand that women have morphed. They've evolved. They've changed.
Mm.
We've got to listen to them. We've got to hear them. And maybe we've got to agree with them to be with them the way they love to be with.
So that's a whole lot. I just have to come to the end of the show. We've spent 2 good hours, 2 good hours turning you on, penetrating, fingering, you know, sucking, licking, whatever it is that we have done to you, Chika, what would be your last, give me your last word to me.
My last word, sex is beautiful.
Hey!
Sex is divine. And within the confines of your committed relationship, your marriage, let every wall of Jericho fall.
down flat.
No restrictions and limitations. Do explore your sexuality, explore your bodies. Know what turns you on, know what works for you, and know what works for your partner. I'll close with saying that sex, you know, it's like ice cream. Taken plain, it's beautiful. But once you begin to toy with the flavor,
oh and God, someone's turning me
experiment up. With toppings and flavors, you can never go back to plain ice cream. Yeah, so that's my word for you.
Coach Emeka, what's your last word?
So I will not be as
verbose, as romantic
as
and as
a lot is happening in marriages today.
Yeah.
Part of our job is to help people who are marriages that are failing come together.
Yeah.
In everything we've said in the last 2 hours, I keep hearing one single thing. Couples don't communicate well anymore. We have too many assumptions. We have too many expectations that we never communicate. We think people are going to do stuff for us that we don't even know how to do. This will be my last words. To those of us who are trying to get married, talk about everything now. To those of us who are already married, it's not too late to start talking about everything. And I would counsel women, because men are very resistant, prepare them before you talk to them. Prepare them so they don't see it like you're fighting, like you're demanding. Because if you stay on the matter, every time you reward a man for good behavior, he will behave well again.
I'm changing it. So this way, okay. So it's been a wonderful night. It's been a sexual night. Those of you that are fingering yourself and sucking yourself when we're doing this on your own, you would have missed one or two things. Like I always say, don't have sex during my show, wait till after my show. So it's almost 12 a.m. and today, no. Okay, in 3 minutes, it's going to be my birthday. Yeah.
Yay.
And so all I said I wanted to do today is just have sex in the morning and have sex at night. But hey, I'm taking sex out of you because that one, it has to be a 2 hour kind of thing. But anyway, I want to say to have a sex-filled night. Remember, speak up. Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't be shy. Don't feel bad. Yeah, Soul Spice speaks up and I get my sex as crazy as I want. It's my birthday. You might want to wish me a happy birthday. Send me a message at Sex Talk with Soul Spice. And don't forget to give me a shout out at This Is Pop Central, the only TV that brings sex to your TV screen. I'm going home to get laid. I'm going home to write and spell coconut whilst I write. Do you have a sexy night? Love you all.